12:35 is the time. Grim but necessary reading for fellow Catholics in particular, but for anybody who cares about the child, well, about child sex abuse in any form today, as the Independent inquiry into child sex abuse reports upon the Roman Catholic Church's response to allegations of abuse. John O'Brien, no relation, is the secretary of that Independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. We'll talk to him. And then we'll talk to Jonathan West, the child protection campaigner, who has been scrutinising today's report this morning. So, John, if you could just set it up for us, really, where did the focus upon the Catholic Church come from, and what was this element of the inquiry designed to achieve?
Thanks, James. Nice to speak to you. Well, as you know, this is the last of the panel's report into different parts of the institution of the Roman Catholics. In England, we've done Ampleforth and Downside, as you know. We've done Ealing Abbey. We've done the Archdiocese at Birmingham. And this is the last report that really focuses on leadership in the church, the way the church overall dealt with allegations of abuse, and where we are now, I guess. And I think the main headlines for me are that this is an example where the church clearly prioritised for many years its reputation over the protection and well-being of children, where sexual abuse, when it was reported, wasn't dealt with in the way that I think you and I would expect it to be dealt with. We've got examples of priests being moved around from parish to parish, no formal internal investigations and no reports of abuse in instances to the appropriate outside authorities.
Without being too niche, because obviously most people won't have read any of or much of what's been published so far, are we seeing on a nationwide scale the same sort of conduct that we saw on a specific scale with reference to the Benedictine communities at Ampleforth, full disclosure, my old school, and Downside and Ealing Abbey, because those, and St. Benedict's as well, those two tactics you described there were writ large in that element of the report, weren't they?
Yeah, so, I mean, this report talks about a similar case in Birmingham in the 1970s where allegations were made, but the priest concerned was moved to different parishes and no report was made to outside authorities. And by the figures themselves, I mean, between 1970 and 2015, there were 900 complaints involving more than 3,000 instances of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. And if we move forward from then, since 2016, there's been more than 100 reported allegations each year. So that's, you know, many hundreds of allegations even since 2016. And as I say, the overarching findings of the panel, I think, is that the reputation of the church was prioritised in many instances above the protection of children. And if I could just turn for a moment to two things that I think specifically demonstrate that. One is that when Cardinal Vincent gave evidence to the inquiry, he spoke about the need for the church to move forward and really get a grip on this. But the panel found that he didn't really display any recognition that he personally, as the senior Roman Catholic in England and Wales, had any responsibility to taking that forward. And they didn't find that he displayed much empathy for victims either.
Really?
So
that's going to be very grim reading.
Indeed. And then one of the things the panel were particularly keen to get was evidence from the nuncio, which is the representative of the Holy See in the UK, specifically relating to Ealing Abbey, which is one of the investigations that we did earlier. And despite several months of requesting that and correspondence with the nuncio, in the end, the nuncio confirmed that he wouldn't be providing a statement to the inquiry. And that was in 2018, 2019. So a very recent example where the panel were really disappointed that the church demonstrating that it really did want to help with this, failing to deliver. And it just seemed to be at odds with the statements, the very strong statements from the Pope in 2019 that the church needed to get on top of this, that we then in the same year got the nuncio deciding not to provide a statement to us.
Yes. Where does the buck go next, John? Is there a prospect of justice? Some of the testimony is unbearable to read. genuinely unbearable, particularly priests threatening their victims with their sisters losing places at local convent schools if he didn't continue to stay quiet about the abuse. Do some of the people that have given evidence to the inquiry have any hope of seeing their abusers punished?
So, I mean, clearly what we as an inquiry can
I know,
do is
I know,
concentrate
I know.
On
I know.
Presenting
Sorry,
the
it's
evidence.
Not a fair
and,
question, and, is it? What do we think?
So, I mean, clearly we've set out, the panel have set out quite clearly what they found, which is, as I've said, a prioritisation of the reputation of the church over. And as the panel point out quite early on in this report, religious organisations are different from other organisations in that they have a specific moral duty that perhaps yes. other organisations don't have in the same way. So when a church lets somebody down in this way, for victims, it often feels like the worst possible betrayal because it's the one place that they felt safe initially.
And it adds to the abuse, of course, because as we've discovered many times on this programme, people are told that by their abusers that they will not be believed. And in the case of priests, that insistence is even more powerful than it is with non-clerical abusers.
It is, and the panel found that does two things, really. It means that those who are already victims of this dreadful abuse don't get the support and care they need from the church, and that those that might be thinking of reporting their abuse are discouraged from doing so when they see the reaction of others that report it. So, you know, it is a significant issue, isn't it, that an organisation that doesn't get on top of abuse in this way not only allows that abuse to continue, but in many instances, but also in many other instances, it means that people don't report it in the first place.
Because they have been persuaded that they will not be believed. John O'Brien, Secretary of the Independent Inquiry, excuse me, into Child Sexual Abuse. Thank you very much indeed.